What is something you've been working through in therapy?
Oh, here's one. crying at work.
Wow.
Get ready. It's time. Christina, Catherine, Lisa, Amy, and Lauren. Welcome to the Cimarelli Podcast.
Hey, I'm Christina.
I'm Catherine.
I'm Amy.
I'm Lauren.
And we're Cimarelli.
Welcome back to
the Cimarelli Podcast. Woo! Hello, hello, and welcome. Today we are on episode 203, which is kind of gnarly. Like, getting into the twos is kind of weird. I'm like, we really talked for a lot of hours. So, 203 episodes. Today we're doing a Q&A, aka a personal Q&A, which I'm definitely nervous about. I don't really like personal things.
Yeah. You guys sent us some pretty probing questions.
I don't know about that one for me today. So we'll just see how it goes for
She's
me.
She's just gonna sit in the corner.
I'm just gonna hang out, you know, vibe till the time is right.
We asked Patreon and our Instagram, and I was saying this before we started to the girls that you would think with some of your questions that we said, ask us your most traumatic, triggering question you can think of.
I mean, we did say personal.
Yeah, we said personal. You know what's personal? Traumatic, triggering thing you can think of.
Well, when I hear personal, I think like juicy. So
we didn't say where the line is, and some people just went way past it. But you know
but
what?
We're
okay.
Not answering those.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah.
It's boundaries.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll show you where the line is.
Yeah.
So by not answering.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll start with our highs and lows of the week.
Hello.
Yeah. It's been quite. Has it really been quite the week?
Yeah.
I'm like, it's been quite the week. But I'm like, what actually?
It's been quite the week since like Monday. It's been a long week.
It's been.
Feels
what
like
did we do this week?
Can't afford to unwind. Can't afford not to.
Oh, okay. This is my low. Was yesterday my low? Okay. So yesterday was part dumpster fire, part not dumpster fire.
Yes.
So it was. Okay. So the work part, we did a sim kid shoot, and it started kind of dumpster fire, but then the shoot wasn't dumpster fire.
No, it was actually really good.
Quickly rearrange things. But then I got home, and it really went to the dumpster fire.
I'm scared.
I got home, and Barrett went sprinting down the street, down the sidewalk.
Oh, my gosh.
He's never done this before. And I was like,
that
stop.
Is horrifying.
I was holding Tristan, and I was like, stop! Stop! And I was thinking about all my neighbors who have, like, cameras recording, and I was like, oh my gosh. Luckily he was wearing clothes, thank goodness.
Like, get back here!
But then I almost started crying. I was like, stop!
I would,
because he was running, like, he's right next to the road, and he's running towards a
roundabout.
Oh, and I was gosh. He ran all the way down our street.
I would literally,
and I'm carrying
crying.
Tristan, who's almost 30 pounds, and I it was so
How
hard
are you supposed to run with a 30-pound weight.
It was so hard to run with her, so I was almost crying, and then I was so mad. I was like,
get there. I would be mad.
So I was really mad, and I brought him inside. And then Barrett's like, I have to go potty. So we go to the bathroom, and the toilet is completely clogged with toilet paper.
Oh, my gosh.
So they did that so, while you were gone?
Yeah. So the babysitter missed that one. So I go there. It's completely clogged. It's just, like, filled with toilet paper. And I'm
ew.
Like,
really?
So I have to sit there and plunge the toilet while
oh,
I'm like,
nasty,
don't ever
nasty,
run away again.
Nasty.
Whatever happens. And he's like, Barrett will run. Barrett likes to run.
I'm like, well, then join the track team in high school.
Yeah, I was so
get some cross country.
Because he's like a mini me, and it's really not good. So then, wait, what happened after that? Something else dumpster fire happened.
I wasn't there, personally.
Something else dumpster fire happened, too.
Dinner? Was that dumpster fire?
Well, then I was just getting, yeah, this was really dumpster fire. Then it was just like a bunch of different minor inconveniences, one after another, as I was waiting for them to come over. So I was like getting ready. I was like vacuuming and I was doing all this stuff. And then all the couch cushions were, every single one was like in the wrong place. That's not really a dumpster fire, but I was just like.
That is a dumpster fire when your life's already a dumpster fire.
I was just really annoyed.
Trying to get your house ready for guests when you have toddlers is a dumpster fire every time. It's just like,
for sure.
You have these two crazy people that can't manage themselves, and you're trying to make your house look somewhat decent.
For sure. She said, for sure.
That was a joke
like
for
she
me.
Knows.
Oh. She spends a lot of time with the toddlers.
She kind of does know
that. I feel like you know. Guys, you give me a child, I can raise him up real fast.
Amy knows our children real well.
Literally real quick. I am fully confident you give me a child to raise, I know exactly what to
do. She knows what to do.
I would be very competent.
Amy came up for bedtime, then Barrett's like, will you be here when I wake up?
And I was like, no.
Amy, can you be here? Can you stay? Can you like sleep over, whatever? I'm like, okay.
He's, I was like, I have a job. Christine's like, she has to work. He's like, why?
He's like, what do you do? And like, Amy's the first name that most of our kids say.
But that's just like a fluke because it's the easiest one.
No. Because they see her the most.
It's both.
My children think Lauren's name is Lorna.
That's cute.
They say Amy, Creesa, Lorna.
Creesa.
And Amy, Creesa, Lorna. That's the main one.
Is it me and Lisa?
Or
is
it just me? Well, they also sometimes say Lisa, but they always say Creesa, not Christina. Too confusing. Or they'll say Catherine, I think because they see Sim Kids and they don't know that I am Catherine. So they're like, Catherine, Creesa?
So yeah, I guess that was my low. It doesn't even sound that dramatic, but trust me, it was.
Oh, it definitely sounds
dramatic. I should have said the day started with us having to rearrange our whole work schedule, and then the babysitter is like, oh, my key is stuck in my car or something, and she didn't get there until right when I was supposed to leave. Ooh. And I expected her to be there for me to take a shower and get ready.
Ooh.
And so then they were just running around, you know, like, what is it? Like chickens
with their heads cut off. Kind of violent. I don't know.
Running around like something headless crazy chickens. And yeah. So anyway, that was my low. What was my high of the week? What happened this week? Maybe last night. That was fun.
Yeah. Oh, that was fun.
Actually, that was really fun. And last week did the same thing. Where the gals come over to watch a show together. We come over, we do a gals night. I'd say we did a girls night.
That was fun.
We did a girls night. Everyone on my couch. It was really fun. And
it was good.
That was really fun.
Yeah.
What can I say? That was the high.
Okay. Next.
I can go. Mine's pretty simple. I'm 37 weeks today.
Oh, cute.
So I made it. I'm so happy. No prematurity for me.
Amen.
Which I had, my twins were premature if you didn't know. So I'm happy that I made it past the point I was when I had them. And I would say no my low. Yeah, no preeclampsia.
You seem real good.
My blood pressure is killing it.
Boom. 36 it was weeks. The twins.
Yeah, 36 weeks was when my blood pressure started rising, and I went in last time. It was 117/74.
Girl.
Oh,
I
don't
know can't tell
means,
me nothing.
I okay. love that for you.
But yeah, very happy about that. And then my low is just, I'm also annoyed. I don't really want to be pregnant anymore. I'm kind of tired of it. I'm just like, I'd love to like drop something on the floor and not be like, well, I guess it's lost forever. I'm not getting it. Like, I don't want to like squat down to the floor like a sumo wrestler and be like, to get it.
Yeah.
And just like moving, you know, some things you take for granted. Moving, having energy.
That is tough.
Standing, not having heartburn. Stomach. Yeah.
Oh, gosh, we were doing head, shoulders, knees, and toes, and I started to get heartburn.
Oh, it's not fun.
And I was like, oh, my gosh, I know what Catherine's talking about.
Yeah, it's not fun. So I just feel like it's the point of pregnancy where you're just like, I'm just done with this.
Like, get me out of here.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready to be over. So, but I'm happy that I'm almost at the end. It's a bittersweet. I'm happy and I'm also like ready.
Love that.
Like, or I guess I'm happy and ready and I'm also like annoyed. Yeah.
It's like, wait, what?
Bitter. Yeah. There we go. That's
I'm
what I'm
happy saying. And I'm ready.
Oh, so yeah.
Happy, ready, heartburn. And annoyed.
Cute.
No. Okay.
Now
I'm miserable
and
magical at the same
time.
My foot's falling asleep.
Miserable and
wait. Taylor Swift.
It's miserable and magical. Oh, yeah. Happy, free, confused, lonely at the same time.
That's pretty relatable.
Anyway.
That could be a pregnancy
song. I mean, honestly, yeah.
Okay, my high was maybe like Monday. It was just a good day. I had a lot of energy, and I like went on 2 walks, even ran a bit, and I was just like, wow, I have so much energy.
Yeehaw.
And my low is the whole rest of the week because then I had no energy. And I'm so anxious all week. And then I was just like that scene in The Incredibles where she's slapping her. She's like, get yourself together.
Yes.
But then I was like, stop. bullying your own self, jerk. So I just stopped being like, get it together. It's like, lady, it's okay. You just have some anxiety. It's okay.
Jerk.
Like, let's relax a little bit.
Honestly, yeah.
So now I'm coming down from that. But yeah, it's just annoying. Like, having a lot of anxiety in the morning, it's like, if you got in a car accident that morning or something where, like, you didn't get injured, but it's just really stressful, then it's like, you know how you feel the rest of the day after something that's, like, a stressful morning? Yeah. It's
it burns out your energy, I feel like. And you're like, oh, I used it all
It's
up.
Like, Dang I
it.
Used up my energy by, like, 7 a.m., like, having this anxiety, and then it's just like,
ew.
Like, all that work, what did it get you? So that's my low. But, you know, we live in Lord.
The cross comes forever, Lord.
Why did I do?
I'm trying to think. I've had many lows.
I feel like this right now?
I'm tired. Yes, right now. No, well, I don't know. No, let's think. This week, I had a convergence of three different things that were energy draining, and I was wondering why I was so tired, and I was like, oh, that's why.
What?
Number one, I started going on walks and working out again because I forgot, that's why I'm so tired. Because I kept getting sick, like, every week for, like, a month.
Yeah.
Just, like, random, like, little colds and stuff, so I had to, like, stop exercising a lot. So then I just got back into exercising, and that makes you really tired.
Mm.
And then I also started getting to walks. Then I also started getting into, like, some more, like, strength-ish training stuff, which that's journey on its own. And so that's even more.
Like, I'm scared. I don't know how to do this.
Yes, I still don't know how to do this.
You just look it up.
These pictures tell
TikTok
me nothing.
TikTok will tell you everything.
I started YouTubing some of the things she had on it today. I was like, okay.
You could also ask your uncle. Or your uncle.
Your uncle.
Your brother-in-law. Your brother-in-law, who is a personal trainer.
I can't.
He'd be glad to tell you.
Oh, you'd have to send
a vid.
A vid, yeah.
Yeah. I'm saying, if you just told him what the thing was, he would tell you.
So we'll see. We'll see how this goes. So that's like double things. And then number three, I started waking up with an alarm at 6:20 every single day. So basically, those three convergences all at one.
That's
made
not
me
right.
Very tired, and then I'm like mad because I'm like, I'm so tired.
You know you don't have to do all that.
I know.
Do you know that?
I took 2 days off of exercising, and that was actually it was a high because I forced myself to stop.
That's good.
Because I was tired.
That's good.
Instead of forcing myself to do things, and that was good. A high.
Do you ever think about, like, what if you were a guest staying at your own house?
It would not be good.
And you were the host. No, think, and this is how you check in with yourself.
Like, you plan their activities?
And you're like, okay, so Amy's staying at my house this week.
Yes.
How are you feeling? Do you want to do the workout? Like, you feeling good today? Are you sure you want to do the bedroom?
That has never happened.
Do you need some sleep? Like, it's like, you know, think of yourself as a host.
And I feel like I host myself so well.
I'm getting better.
You want a bath? You deserve it.
Yeah, I'm trying to get better.
I'm like, you want this great meal? Take it.
I'm like, you have time? Do it.
Like, you want a relaxing evening? Let's do it. No, I'm
trying to get better at
I'm
that.
Really past the productive thing in my own house.
It's
I'm
hard.
Like, we're not cleaning.
If I'm just on autopilot, then I'm like, oh my gosh, I have free time. Okay, what task am I going to do first? Oh, I need to do the laundry. That's so behind. Oh, I need to do that.
Yeah,
it's like, I never think, like, what if I was hosting myself? I'm trying to get better at that.
I host myself for sure.
Yeah.
I think that's why I don't have very much seasonal depression.
Wow.
Right now.
That's good. Host yourself.
I've been hosting myself.
Host yourself.
I love that.
Check in.
So, yeah. Oh, the real high is that I started doing sleep meditations before I go to bed every single day.
They're so good.
I haven't missed one day in, like, I mean, it's only been like a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks at the most. But still, every single night, I made a firm rule with myself. I cannot scroll once I get into my bed for the night.
Ooh, that's a good one.
It's so hard, but it's so good. And then I listen to the Hallow, like, sleep examine thing. It's like a meditation thing, and you just lay there, and he's like, think about your day. I go through to the it. Morn. I'm like,
so love good. That. I need to do that.
I woke up the That's first great. Time I did it. The the way I woke up in the morning was so shocking to me. I woke up and I was like, wait, I feel so different.
Wow. Wait, that just reminded me that. Okay, so every day this week, I woke up involuntarily in the 5 o'clock hour.
Okay, from children screaming?
No, involuntarily. Oh, sorry.
Voluntarily?
I mean, involuntarily, not from someone else, just from myself.
Okay.
No one made a peep, and I just woke up. And then I was like, I'm up. Let's go for a walk, whatever.
No.
So then I never set an alarm. So then today I was like, we are sleeping in. Because last night we did our girls' night, so I was up late. So I was like, we better sleep in today. And then I gave myself tea. So then it reminded me that this morning I woke up and I looked at the clock and it said 6:50.
Ooh!
And when that happens, I get so excited that I can't believe I slept until 6:50. And I said to myself, I said,
what a
no, I said, wonderful. And I'm like, and then I said, lovely. And then I was like, what the heck? I just said, like,
who said that?
Yes. I was like, who said that? Who lovely. Said wonderful and lovely in my mind?
Your inner 80-year-old has
But like every single night, I'm like so wonderful. Excited to lay there and just be like, so what happened to me today? Wow. How did it go?
Love to reflect.
I'm like, whoa, this is life-changing. Because I wake up in the morning, I'm like, it's like I have 10 times less anxiety in the morning when I wake up. I'm like,
no, that's 100% true. And Lisa even confirmed it from like journaling, like basically the same thing with her Aura
journaling
ring.
Journaling without a journal.
Yeah. Oh, it's like so mental good. Journaling.
It's so good.
If you guys want to get all of our full episodes, you got to join our Patreon. On our Patreon, you get every full Simmerly podcast episode. You get our Monday content. Right now we're doing Q&As, but we might change that to something new. Or you can get, there's different tiers. You can also get there's a birthday club one where you get exclusive birthday club merch and a birthday video from us. We sing happy birthday to you. And then there's one where you get an exclusive live stream every month. And on that live stream, we always show you something exclusive. So we tell you some news or we like show you a song or something that no one has, a video or something like no one has seen yet. So it's pretty fun, pretty cool, exclusive live stream. We were thinking of doing something recently. I don't know if we're going to do this, but we were thinking of doing something like an exclusive special, like Simmerly sticker that changes every month, like a monthly sticker. And then we could come in and like show you this, the sticker this month that you'll get for this tier for, I don't know which one yet, but, that's something we were thinking of doing. Let us know what you think of that. Like a really cool Simmerly sticker each month, different one. For one of the tiers.
I love that.
And then I just love the idea of being able to like physically have it and be like, guys, this is what you get this month for everyone who joins, whatever. Thought that'd be pretty cool. So I don't know. Let us know what you think of that idea. I thought it was a pretty cool idea. But yeah, so that's our Patreon. It's a great way to support us. And we are pretty blown away that we've been a band for so many years. And we have so many loyal supporters that we've had for so long through so many ups and downs, you guys. So we just really appreciate our patrons. Thank you guys so much. Huge shout out to you. So if you want to join, it's patreon.com/Simmerly or the link is in the description. So you know what we all have to do at some point?
What?
Go to the doctor. Mm. Especially, I would say we all have to go to multiple doctors in our lifetime. Mm. And finding a doctor is such a hassle.
It's so hard.
And that's where ZocDoc comes in. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Hello. So once you find the doctor you want, you can book them immediately. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. I did that so many times when I was trying to find my new OB when I was pregnant with Tristan. So much time talking to them. These doctors all have verified reviews from actual real patients. We're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists. You can filter specifically for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat basically any condition you're searching for. The typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between 24 and 72 hours. You can even score same-day appointments sometimes. Honestly, this is a no-brainer. If you have to find a doctor for something, do not waste your time like I did just Googling for 100 years. We have better things to do. Don't talk to a million receptionists who don't even want to talk to you a lot of times. Just go on ZocDoc and you will figure it out, I would say, pretty close to stress-free. go to ZocDoc.com/Cimarelli and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/Cimarelli. ZocDoc.com/Cimarelli. Thank you guys so much for supporting our sponsors. It helps us out. It helps the podcast out. And we appreciate it so much. And I hope that they're all very helpful for you. So thank you again so much for supporting our sponsors. All right, time for the main topic. Nah. We are going to get into our personal Q&A, or as some of you like to think to yourselves when you ask the questions, most triggering, most traumatizing question you could possibly think of.
But a lot of people said good ones, so thank you.
I would say it was like 5% of you.
I don't know what any of the questions are, so I'm nervous.
Unhinged, but okay. Most of you are not.
Nah.
Ooh. Okay, so. Right,
first question's for Amy. No, although I'm bullying.
Okay. Oh, first one's for Amy. Can
Amy, what's wrong with you?
Can Amy tell us how to get the motivation to go outside and live your best life?
Yes.
That's a compliment. Here's,
wow. Wow. Amy.
Guys, I'm so versatile. I'm telling you, first of all, you just have to do it. You have to realize that going outside will make
just
your life
do 10. It.
No, literally. You need to. Okay. Here's what you need to do. You need to make a space for yourself in the great outdoors that is comfortable and that you like to go to, and then you go outside a lot. That's really good.
Like what? Like build like a fort outside somewhere?
I don't know.
Yeah, like what?
Like a chair example?
Chairs in your backyard. Like if there's like a pool you can join that you want to go to a lot if you don't have one in your neighborhood. Mm. Like you can get like, you can probably get a tanning chair. Those
a
like
park,
really
perhaps?
Nice ones. Yeah, find a park near you. Just like find a space outside that you love.
Okay.
It really does make a huge difference. I'm just saying.
How is Lisa's husband doing? For those updates, you need to go to his Instagram because we do not have the latest update. And it's probably more complicated too. So I would go to his Instagram, and he normally updates.
He keeps the people updated.
Pretty frequently on his stories, but also in posts. So I would go there because it's definitely
Instagram.
A lot of details that we cannot specifically remember. Don't want to say them wrong. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But keep him on your prayers, for sure.
Absolutely. Keep Lee's husband, Chad, and their family in your prayers for his healing from his cancer. Please keep them in your prayers. Mm-hmm. Would you guys ever consider switching your genre of music to country or rap?
Rap?
I can tell you no.
I would love to hear all of you guys
wait,
rap.
But can I say, you've heard me rap?
Oh, yeah.
You haven't heard them.
Okay, them.
I think Kath can pull it off.
I can sing fast.
Our new, okay, two of the songs we're working on for our album do have raps in them.
Yeah!
Two. Well,
Oh, yeah.
The last time is more like talking, singing, rap.
It's like rap singing, fast, and the other one has rap.
Yeah.
Rap.
Yeah.
So.
I don't think we're switching our genre, guys.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
I don't
that
know if that's
not
in the cards.
Going to work for us. Country, would we ever
He's
switch
so
to full
fun.
On country?
No. We don't have accents.
Would we do a
work.
Really country song? Maybe.
Oh, that could
but
be fun.
Like,
I don't see that happening right now, but would we ever? That's more
but
possible.
But we already
than
have
rap.
Songs that have like a tinge of, like our whole Up at Night album, there's like a tinge of
a country
vibes.
Yeah.
Produce that.
There's so. Like a country element to it for sure.
Yeah. And we love a banjo.
Fallback,
I think, is our version
we,
of country music.
Pop
we'll
country?
Never sound country because we don't have country accents. So
yeah.
It doesn't.
But
listen,
come
John Party.
Urban.
John Party
he
is from
sings
an
with
hour
one.
From
yeah.
us.
So if he could sing with one,
NorCal.
We could sing
but
with
we
one.
Don't do that.
If we did a country song,
we
would we?
If we wanted okay. to, we could. Listen, John okay. Party is from an hour from where we grew up, and he's a huge country
oh,
singer.
Oh, he has such an accent.
And he has a thick accent. I'm confused.
I don't, though.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
We're saying.
If he can do it, anyone can. No offense okay. if that's offensive. I don't mean in an offensive way. I'm just saying.
Okay.
It's a little
next.
Wild to me.
Does Christina want any more kids? If so, how many?
I don't know.
Why does everyone always ask me that?
Because you have a boy and a girl.
Because once you have one girl, everyone's like, oh, you're done. yes, I want. How many? As many as. How many do I just want? Okay. I want at least two more. I would love to have
four
at least
kids
two more.
Sounds really fun.
That's my dream is to have at least four kids.
You're
that
almost
is my
there.
Dream.
You only need one more.
You're one
guys, this is what
dream.
Blows my mind. We grew up in a family of 11 kids. People think three kids is a big family. I've heard so many people be like,
they
oh, you're
do?
About to have a big family because I'm about to have three kids. I'm like, that is not a big family. That's like a, I mean, I guess in this day and age, it's a medium size.
Yeah, yeah, I think it's medium.
A lot of people have one or two, but that's beginning not a big of medium family. I would say four and on. Okay, you're getting into a bigger, statistically, you are a big family in the United
four
States.
Four is like,
there's
only
15% of people in the United States who have four or more kids.
Oh,
so that actually is, that actually, 15. Yeah, so four is actually statistically considered a big family in the United States.
Okay, wow.
I think about all the time about how I have two kids right now, and that two is where how many percent of people?
Stop.
90%?
Yeah. No, I think, Max and I looked this up recently, I think the U.S. average was like less than two. It's like 1.8 or something.
So 90-something percent of people go, I will never have a child again after this when they are in my position and in Kath's previous position.
And it is, I mean, I've had moments where I'm like, you know, I can understand because it's like each parent has a kid. You have like your little buddies. Like when you're going places, you each like it kind of makes sense.
It's cute.
I would
it's
like to have more children.
I can
but
see,
like,
especially when you have two toddlers, when you'd be like, I could never do this again. But
yeah,
it's as my mom was saying this too, and I've heard a lot of people say is it's two toddlers is so different than like a 7-year-old, a 3-year-old, a 1-year-old, when you literally, they need you to wipe their butt. They need you sometimes. I mean, these kids, they'll need you to give them every food, change their diapers all day, or whatever.
And also
doing.
Just make sure they don't burn the house down every
potty
minute.
Train them. Yeah, you can't trust them to be alone in a room and think, are they gonna, and not think, are they gonna run around and grab the sharpest object? Are they gonna climb to the most dangerous part of this? Are they gonna try to
say,
leave?
I did climb a dresser as a kid and it did fall.
Oh my gosh, that's
are
so
they gonna
scary.
Escape and run down the road like a rabid dog? I don't know. You don't have to think they about might. That for the most part with different ages of children. As my mom was saying, I think she was saying 4 or 5. When your child, it depends on the kid and their temperament.
It does.
But when they're more sensible.
I'm just thinking.
Toddlers are just not sensible, right?
No. So true.
And depending on their temperament, they're more or less
it's
sensible.
Like,
and,
having, like the age of reason or something.
Okay, but listen, Barrett, in a lot of ways, is actually really sensible, and Tristan, in a lot of ways, is not sensible. I'm already noticing differences of them at one, for instance. Like, she doesn't really have enough fear of things being hot.
Like, lady, please be scared.
Or whatever. Yeah, Barrett will be like, oh, we don't touch that. It's hot. And when he was younger, he was more like that, too. And or he'd be like, oh, I fell. I don't want to fall again. She will be like, she likes to go on the edge of something and then just free fall. And he did not like free falling. He didn't want to do that.
She
likes it.
Thrill seeker.
So that's what I'm saying. It's like, if you look at your two toddlers who literally depend on you for everything and can be insane at the same time, and you think like, oh, I can't handle this times whatever. Mm-hmm. You're not really seeing, like, a 10-year-old is not doing that. There's challenges at each age, but it's not the same as when the kid is dependent on you. Mm-hmm. I think that's a special, and when they're not completely, like, sleep, it's not like they can just go up and get themselves ready for bed and go to sleep. Like, and they will sleep, at a certain age, you just sleep every night, and you're not really like, mommy, I need a cup of water. Like, you can go get yourself water if you want, whatever, you go to the bathroom. At that age, that is so different than what I'm saying with toddlers. So I think when you look at two toddlers and you say like, oh my gosh, I can never have another kid. I don't know. I think it's
not accurate.
Quite accurate.
Because every year your kids are getting older and more independent.
Yeah.
So you're not going to have, I just heard this on a podcast from this mom of five, and she was saying like, everyone imagines, oh, having five kids, I would have five of what I have now. You're not going to have five 2-year-olds unless you have quintuplets.
So fun.
But like, you're probably not going to have quintuplets. And it's going to be, they're all different ages and they're all more independent as they get older.
And it's so different when the oldest child, like depending on how the oldest child is. Mm-hmm. Like, so Barrett all the time now is getting to the age where he'll be like, Tristan's doing this. And he'll tell me.
He's a professional.
He
now.
Will come and tell Barrett. Me when she's doing so something cute. Dangerous. Okay?
That's good.
When Barrett was doing
He's
something dangerous,
child.
No one was telling it. Me.
Mm.
So it's cool because then I know my next child, Barrett's going to be even more older and more sensible, and he'll be able to really be, like, helping me out.
You got to have a tattletale as the oldest.
Yes. I'm like, thank you. Please tattle
You
more.
Need the town crier.
That's what I was, the town crier. My brother would always make fun of me, but I was the town crier. I was just like, Barrett, oh my gosh. But I'm like, is Tristan going to bully him? She's like, stop tattling. tattling.
I don't think she's going to be a tattletale. She's going to be
like you didn't see this. Whatever. So anyway, yes, I do want more kids. And yes, I look at myself right now. Well, actually, maybe like several months ago more. And I'm just like, I am so maxed out right now, which doesn't mean, oh, I need to never have a child again for me. It means this is not probably not the time to get pregnant.
You don't need another child right now.
That's what I take that message as. This is probably not the time to get pregnant. When I'm feeling completely maxed out, then maybe God is not calling me to get pregnant at this moment. That's what that's what I think to myself. So anyway, things have been getting easier and easier, I would say, the last few months. So I'm like, okay, I'm looking into this year, 2024, and I'm like, this could be the year to get pregnant again, and then that would be having a child in 2025.
Whoa. Wow. So weird. People could be born in 2025.
So weird. That is so weird. So yeah, let me go to the next question.
Next question.
What? Here's a personal question. What is something you've been working through in therapy?
Oh, here's one. crying at work.
Wow.
I have been. Learning how to observe things that are going on without labeling them. This is what I'm experiencing right now. Instead of being like, oh, that person's in a terrible mood, being like, okay, their voice seems more tense or their demeanor seems different. Instead of being like, ah, it's just like, okay, what am I experiencing? What am I going through right now? What is the world actually, what's going on in the world around me? It's very interesting when you like start to like to try to like just experience things. You're like, okay, I'm driving. This is what my hand feels like. This is what drinking water feels like. It's like it's very interesting because like from there you build how to like experience things in the way that you like how you build from there how to react to thing like how to control ish, not control but like have more of a handle on your reactions instead of just reacting to everything really quickly, which is what I do. You're able to experience it first and then choose how you want to react more.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. We'll see how it goes. Yeah.
That's good. I'm trying to think. I feel like I'm always working on multiple things. I think right now I've definitely been focused on like birth trauma and like postpartum, just like kind of like a fear of having a bad experience like I had last time.
Yeah.
And trying to work through that and be like, okay, what can I do differently and how can I like have a better experience?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Which is very just practical, applicable for my life right now. So
that's good.
Yeah. And I feel like I'm always working on boundaries.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of what you're saying too, emotional boundaries and just not like taking things on that are not mine.
Yeah. Because it's like someone else can be having a bad mood or a bad day or all these different things.
Yeah.
And it's okay.
And most of the time, it's not about you.
Yeah, and even if it is about you, people are allowed to be mad at you.
So, but I'm just saying, most times someone's just in a bad mood and it's not. You didn't do anything. Yeah. You just like, they just are.
Exactly.
This is what it is.
I'm kind of in like an exploratory phase where I'm more just uprooting. Like, why do I feel like a bad person?
Ooh.
Where did that come from?
Mm.
What is reinforcing that? What do I think a woman is supposed to be?
Mm.
And is that really what I think and really what I want to think? Where did that come from?
So like a journey to the center
of woman. Blah, blah, blah. But it's like, I'm just kind of thinking about stuff. And we're kind of just talking about that right now. So not really working through anything as much as just uncovering. What's beneath the surface?
Like, what are you? What are all the things that you've been, like, you've built subconsciously?
Yeah, kind of.
Mm. I haven't been in therapy for a few several months, but what am I working on? But I'm always working on something. Okay, I feel like one thing I'm always working on though, but I am definitely working on right now is emotional regulation.
That is a life journey.
When you're something triggers you, which there's just triggers all day in every way. Especially as a mother,
You
just get triggered extra and you're like already running on less.
Ooh.
Like you're already more drained. Like you start the day more drained. Your kids immediately drain you when the second you wake up. So you start like lower. So then you're more easily triggered.
Mm-hmm.
So I work on that a lot. I feel like I've gotten a lot better actually, but I've really been thinking about that lately with like, Actually, sometimes when you don't think of a concept and put it into words, it's hard to put into words.
Yeah.
I'm realizing right now. Hmm. But yeah, in regards to, I guess I don't really know how to put it into words, but yeah, that's what I'm working on, regulating my emotions.
Truly a life's journey.
Which I think is, yeah, most people's struggle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Release date of your album, please, or when you're going to announce the release date. Oh. Okay, we don't know.
Unclear.
We'll update you when we know.
We're trying to not rush things. Mm-hmm. My problem is rushing and overloading and doing too many things at once. So Lauren always scolds me.
You know, I feel like you, much like Sharpay Evans, are a maximizer?
Maximalist?
Max, yes. Where you're like, I want it all.
Mm. That's what I do. I'm like, I want it all.
And then Lauren's like, imagine.
And Lauren's like, kind of. Well, she's like, Lauren's right.
Kind of. Maybe.
That's you making a schedule for the day.
And I get the lead. She's like, but not really. But I'm like, this. Then Lauren's like,
we could do this. Lauren's like,
Apart from me. We can't do it. I'm like, yes, we can. But at this point in my life, no, we can't. Well, we can, but I realize when we do that,
we shouldn't.
We suffer.
Everything, the quality of everything suffers. That's what I realized. So this year is all about focusing on one thing and then focusing on one thing. So like we just dedicated the last 2 weeks a lot of it was dedicated to Sim Kids.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was just saying today, like, okay, I really want to do a week coming up where it's like original music and we're just
Take
working
a break
on music
from Sim Kids.
For the most part. So we're trying to, instead of, we would kind of shift gears like 100 times a day before.
Yeah. We do.
We'd be like, Sim Kids, original music, TikTok, blah, blah. And we'd be like, switch, Patreon, whatever, podcast. And now we're trying to be like, today we're like podcast. Mm-hmm. And then
it's kind of nice, TVH.
And like, oh, we're focused on Sim Kids for a whole week rather than like 30 seconds of today and then 30
it's
seconds.
Like it's like the work concept they say called batching.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
They say.
I don't know who came up with that concept, but some business thing.
Batching
your work.
Guys, I'm just saying, when you get this album,
you will need an EpiPen to open up your airways.
And number two, you will be like, that was worth the wait.
Because are we putting the most into this that we've ever put into our songs before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
We're going exploratory. We're doing new sounds. We're like...
New ways
of writing. Like, it's just really, really exciting, and you are going to love it, and you would never list it.
So we're taking our time, and we'll let you know when we have more information for you. But I think we are really trying to post snippets this year and not leave you in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
So...
We'll keep you apprised.
We're definitely keeping you apprised of the journey, people.
We are trying.
Okay? Keep you appraised.
Appraised. What are you prayed up?
That's just the first thing I thought was appraised.
Appraised and prayed up.
What?
Okay. So moving on.
Sorry.
Thanks for listening to the Cimarelli podcast. To hear the rest of this episode, join our Patreon at patreon.com/Cimarelli, where we post every episode in full. You can also watch all of our past seasons and Patreon-only episodes when you become a patron.
You've been listening to the Cimarelli podcast. Follow Cimarelli on Spotify and subscribe on YouTube. You can also find Cimarelli on Facebook and Instagram.